the land anyway. Tricky dicky shit. Still goes on. The Indians have lost all, and where all the Indian land has the rich resources of coal. What's left of coal and uranium is on Indian tribal land. I'm sick of
you. Want to go back?
On the go.
Make my ass sick.
Carter on a camping trip,
yes,
and out with nature, his boat overturned and nearly lost his life. He's returning 2 days early because he has he's dissatisfied with the gas bill compromise. He was trying to give big business a chance to have deregulation of their prices, charge as much as they wanted. But he's had a little trouble in Congress. They don't all go along with it. What did Voice of America say about food prices in the USA? They continue to rise. Dollar's purchasing power will be cut in half by the end of this year. People cannot afford protein. The people are resentful and speak of stealing and taking power from the rich. What is the role of the church in South Africa and elsewhere? Maintains and justifies white privilege and power structure. And does it through scriptures. That's why you should hate religion. What is Margaret Thatcher up to? Next prime minister, she's leading what? 57 to 36, I believe. That's a hell of a percentage lead. What does she say she's going to do? Get rid of all people of color. She said the British people are feeling swamped by coloreds. Swamped by coloreds. Nice way of putting it. So she's the next prime minister. Don't think women are necessarily nicer. Who's one of the worst racist governors in USA? Woman. Dixie something. Washington State. And she's a homosexual, too. So you don't necessarily think just because somebody's homosexual they're going to be progressive. Or with the woman they're going to be progressive. Because Eva Perón was when her husband couldn't carry on the government. She was a mean bitch in Argentina. Eva Perón, no, in Argentina. They worship her still as a goddess. She died of cancer finally at a young age. But she was cool. If anybody got in her way, she wiped them out. So cruelty is not confined to the male species. It's called a capitalism. What did the World Conference on Racism say was the worst violator? Who was the worst together? USA. Because not only is it a racist nation, but it enables Union of South Africa to exist. Without USA help, it couldn't exist. Neither could Rhodesia. What is happening between Zaire and Angola? One of those nice things. They are signing final agreements, opening the joint railroads, and agree to keep any of the Zairean are going to arrest all of the right-wing elements that tried to overthrow Angola that were backed originally by China, FNLA, and UNITA. Also, Zaire and Angola are working out agreements in which Katanganese, not getting checked, that's not correct. Katanganese will have more voice in their self-determination. This is the biggest thing to happen to the left, us, someone puts it here, and that's a good way to put it, us. We ought to identify with the struggle of people everywhere. That's the best thing to happen to us. I don't know who wrote up these questions, but that's true. Besides the Nicaraguan uprising. Zaire, why? Because he's a right-wing dictator, but he got mad at what? U.S. was ripping him off. They were taking too much of the profits. So he turned on USA overnight. I told you before it happened, there was something about the guy I kind of respected. You remember? Said, this guy's a different guy than usual. That's long before it happened. With a sort of prophetic feeling, I said, what was it? I said, this guy's got some black pride because he wouldn't allow any Christian names. People, he wouldn't let anybody have a Christian name in the country, and he would let nobody celebrate the birth of Jesus. Bravo to him. Because he said, Christians brought this damn slavery in here, and I'm not going to forget it, but I'm not going to let you forget it. Who is Delbert Tibbs, and what is Florida trying to frame him with? A black Chicago poet hitchhiking in Florida, picked up and charged with rape and assault. He wasn't there and can prove it, and doesn't resemble the attacker. Still, he was found guilty, even though the witnesses, no one identified him. The case is appealed to the Supreme Court. What's going to happen if he doesn't? He dies. Another black man that dies. A poet. Not just a black worker, a poet. He was picked as a new pope. I think they told you all about it. Traditionalist and a communist, over 700,000 Catholics, but there's only 700 million. There were only 530 million because what? Last pope said the women can't use any form of birth control. And he lost 170 million Catholics just like that. They stayed at home. Good. Good. Women got a right to control their own body, haven't they? Women got a right to say whether they want a child or not, don't they? Okay, where are we at? What's happening on the Soviet space station? Advance that. What did Sweden say about this? Bourgeoisie? They said they're hypocritical, like Mike said. Thousands of political prisoners admitted by your own UN ambassador, black ambassador from USA, Andrew Young. Sweden said it had had its criticisms with the Soviets in the past, but not with the present people that they were dealing with, because there was clear proof that they were involved in espionage against the Soviet government. And they said all this mess of fuss over the rights of the Soviet Union is giving reactionaries and U.S. capitalists ammunition to bring about a fascist state in USA. They said, the Social Democrat government of Sweden said, the liberals and progressives on the left better focus attacks on USA's fascism and racism, or we'll have a dictatorship anytime. I don't remember her exact words, but I think overnight, you could have a dictatorship overnight, is what the Radio Sweden said, but I'm not sure. So I won't say positive where I don't know. Okay, I think I've covered that. Now, I have to do this once in a while to give people the meat, those that need to pass just one test. Those of you who want to keep them taking tests altogether, like the ones that passed this last one, you won't take the next one. You understand what I'm saying? Do I have any of those left? What did the American doctor say? It's easier to get your CIA files, or FBI files, than your own medical record. Did you hear that case this morning? Guy had two unnecessary operations. I'm a son of a bitch. He marched around Ed Mulligan, marched around the goddamn hospital, and it's cost him all of his money. He's still not cured. Two operations later, one doctor said that there's nothing wrong with him, didn't need the operation. Another one said he's going to die. He got pissed at it. How much does USA pay for medical care every year? Last year was $160 billion. That's a great deal of our earning power. What natural disasters happening on the Horn of Africa and spreading as far away as India? Now, it's thought to be geophysical warfare, too. Locusts devouring everything. Believed to be geophysical warfare, according to the Saudi Arabia, even said so. It's gone awry. It's gone against their planning. What's the horrible thing about it? India had the best crop in years. For years and years, the monsoons have destroyed our drought. And I'm a son of a bitch now that India is going back pro-Soviet. Sounds some dirty trick U.S. trick would play. Now the locusts are plaguing, going to eat up all that green fruit, vegetables and food that they have succeeded in growing. They can't seem to stop them. What is a huge new white market racket in USA? Selling white babies. Voice of America showed its racism by appealing. Said you better be careful about buying the baby. It might be mixed with black. Or Indian. It said mixed with someone of color. That was the only argument they had against it. Said nobody was doing anything about it because it's big business. Lawyers making a racket out of it. Some babies in the rich class sell for $50,000, but the cost of living has forced their prices down to the average is about $8,000. One parent paid out $8,000, had the home all rebuilt, put everything in debt. Then when the baby was born, the doctor called and said, we have a higher bidder. They're bidding on the babies. It was $10,000, and they couldn't come up with $2,000. They got loans on everything they owned and borrowed from their family. They couldn't get another dime, so they lost the baby and their heartbreak. That's USA, even merchandising in babies. That's a form of slavery. I told you what Nixon's up to, making millions by autographed copies and gold encased and a bunch of shit while his wife is dying with cancer. What the hell does he care? He'll get it, though. He'll get it. What has Chairman Stokes revealed in the House Committee on Select Assassinations? He pulled them out with a surprise. said the U.S. government is conspiring against all Indian, black, Asian minority leadership. And he named names, and I named them all to you, of the congressmen that are facing jail. And it was damn near every one of the 16 people of color in Congress. What is it? What is the brown peril? CIA Director Colby worrying about the Mexican population boom and Mexicans coming to the USA because he said we are going to have a brown peril. There's going to be so many Mexicans beneath us and inside the United States that they're going to form a formidable minority. They've been fighting for their rights in Houston, so they're getting worried about the brown peril. Carter calls it Operation Brown Peril. That's racism, isn't it? It's happening in Spain. They're then fighting gypsies you saw on that lovely film For Whom the Bells Toll. Well, they've goddamn near got their country, the Basque region, separated from Spain. They are Marxist-Leninists. They killed 3 high-ranking Spanish military officers today, and Spain has pulled their army out of the Basque region. Don't fuck with the gypsies. Days, okay? I know Guyana wouldn't give a shit to work 7 days. They love us for it. They said they wish they could get their people to work this way. How many remember we worked 5 days, or 5.5 days, huh? 5 days would be just easier said. Say 5 days. 5 days, okay? What's happened to the Los Angeles Free Press? It's been closed down. Its publisher was assassinated nearly. He's still laying in a very critical condition with kidney conditions and infections. They tried to print the secret memorandums of chief of police. What is that? Hang him. What's that old bastard? Chief Davis. And the court put an injunction against him. So they left. They printed it all with blank spaces. And the Court of Appeals, they don't expect anything out of it there. All right. What is Governor Brown saying these days? He says that there will be a second white American revolution if the states do not cut down on spending. He talks like a reactionary and a Nazi about lazy people being supported on welfare. That's the good Brown that some of you used to like. I remember some of you here thought he was such a nice guy, really, at heart. Mm-hmm. What's the most significant change that's taking place in suicide rate among blacks in the USA? It's nearly caught up with Indians, up 36% in the last 3 months, from ages 18-34. That means a lot of unhappy people back there. You ought to do something to get them here. We would if we'd work harder. What did you notice about women in the film in Harlan County? Most vocal organizers, most militant, advocated use of guns against armed thugs, stood up to the sheriff, led picketing and organizing. What happened to the labor leader who opposed Tony Boyle, the union boss, the government man? He was shot. Yablonsky, his wife, himself, and his child, they were killed in their bedrooms. And you never did really find all of the murder. You didn't find the murder behind the murderer. What finally caused the Duke Power Company to accept the contract of the many that they refused, the UMW, because the TV was doing their job, but since then they don't do it. The news has been staying away so that the people can't see what's going on. One of the scabs killed a striking miner, one of the corporate scabs, so that got them a momentary contract, but they had a number of reverses, if you read, towards the end. Did the UMW president represent the interest of the members? He eventually sold out to the bosses, Miller did, and asked for ratification of a contract that took away local strike rights. No democracy ever asked for strikers not to strike. Why were the miners striking? Hazardous condition in the mines, higher wages, medical benefits, little old age pensions. Then compare that to the Soviet Union. You'll see how poor socialism is compared to capitalism. In what ways are the poor white miners similar to blacks and Indians in ghettos? No alternative job possibilities to what is offered at the mercy of capitalists. No education, no skills, extreme poverty. Capitalists will shoot them when their usefulness is outlived and use police to do their dirty work just like they do with blacks and Indians. What happened to the woman who tried to give herself an abortion in the United States today? She was charged with murder. That's the new right-wing move. Never in the history of USA has a woman ever been charged with murder for committing abortion on her own body. Wake that kid up on the post there that needs to know a lot more. People get around here and look at these people. Aren't the people going through here watching this? He'd been asleep for 30 minutes. What did the New York Times say about Senator McGovern? That he was a supporter of pervert rights. Pervert rights. New York Times. That shows where true color is. And that he therefore must fancy them. Referred to the gay rights movement as a fairy cause. Called the first U.S. senator to appear in public. They said he's the first U.S. senator to appear in public to support sodomists. That's another nasty little prejudicial word, dirty word. What did the U.S. chess contestant losing to the Moscow, the Soviet opponent, say? He said the chess match player had been trained in parapsychology and was hypnotizing him into losing. I mean, that is the craziest goddamn Cold War business ever was, and Voice of America said it was true.
What do they know?
They know how to lie. That's enough for you to pass on. That's enough, I think. Yo, let's get this. What is U.S. Women's Lib up to now? What are they up to now? I'm asking you, dear.
Yeah, I don't know that question.
Well, they're scaling a 26,000, nearly 27,000 foot Paley Peak, I believe it is. Give me the answers all, please. And some of the answers you give me here are not right. Be careful to give me the right answers. Keith, he gets things down and puts them on the blackboard right. Be careful. It's 27,000 nearly feet mountain in the Himalayas. And they'd also climb the Bolivian mountains and the highest mountains in Peru and Mount McKinley. And then now they're going to reach the highest. I'm glad for women. That means they are a superior species, and there needs to be some recognition among men. Women are capable of doing things that men can't do. How are they promoting it? By selling T-shirts saying women's place is on the top. Shit. What did the U.S. government want? Indian land? We've got that. What is a huge new white market racket? Yes, babies. What is happening with LA Free Press? We got that. What's up in Portugal? Prime Minister da Costa appoints new cabinet. Communists and socialists are not included, and there's civil unrest in the streets. Again. All right, I believe the natural disaster is happening in the Horn of Africa. Well, we've heard of that. And as far as India, that's the locust devouring everything, believed to be geophysical warfare by CIA against nations giving USA imperialist trouble. Okay, what do you know from tonight's news? The youngster. What does she know? What about Africa? You know anything from Africa?
Rhodesia.
Egypt, yes. What else is in Africa? One thing that made Dr. Goodlett cry and the black editor and all of them, they were just moved, and so was the white man. When they went through that lovely unit, what do we call this unit now? This unit right down here for the children. Yes, I know that, Cuffy Memorial, but what age group? What is its rate? Infants to 3 years and who've had past learning skill problems? Well, all those kids, I said, I asked them about Africa, and they told me, and I said, well, who really? Something about it. I said, what's the white man call it? It's running things there. And the kid spoke in chorus, Eon Smith. And that got to them. I said, Jesus. That editor said, Jesus. So I won't ask you any more questions as whether these kids are educated or not. And that's one thing we got through, because he was very concerned. Are these people getting education? Are they getting education? And the brother of the Prime Minister's wife was here, and they said he was very impressed. and talk to him. He's very impressed. Who wouldn't be? A bunch of three-year-olds talking about Ian Smith and Rhodesia and Zimbabwe. Shift, please. You know another nation?
You know another country in Africa? Please. Another country. You know the country?
Yes. Is that tape? You understand? Listen to that tape. Those who want to get by passing another two-year test in a row, all the tests, there's always two tests given. Two tests in a row, you'll be probably not taking any for the next three after you've passed two. During that time, you can tell me what you're doing, where you'll be, what you'll be working at, and I will approve it, probably.
Repeaters, tell them what it is, these people. Now, they all got one warning. It's going to take two compliments, two praises to get them all.
Okay, honey, tell us.
Malaria is a terrible disease. The ones of you that wouldn't take your medicine or whatever Father wants to give you to keep you from it, He really is doing you a favor. And you should.
It costs money to buy the goddamn pills. I don't know. I wanted to go
to look me now and talk to me.
You should take them forever. He tells you to take.
Well, if it is that, I couldn't be contagious. I'm telling you, you shake. I went into palsy. I shook till I couldn't stop. I was given news, but I'm more stoic. I held out, holding to the goddamn bed, just going like this. Just like this. The temperature was up to 105. They had to come down. Marston put towels all around me. I was 105. That's a damn shame you people won't take a chance of this shit.
You made this for you tonight.
Probably some fool caused me to get it because often my healings have worked directly this way. I take somebody else's shit. I get their arthritis, I get their cancer, I get their shit to heal them. Probably some prick or three or four pricks that got it, and I had to heal them by taking it into my body. I don't understand it, but it works that way. I think it's a damn shame. I know one thing. I've never failed a day since then. My temperature goes way up every day, every night. They can't figure out what in the hell is causing it. Go ahead, tell how your brother did.
My brother, he died a horrible death.
He died a horrible death, she said.
But while he was sick, he laid there in the ship, and his fever was 106.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't have any, he seemed like he didn't have any brains at all.
It burns it out. It burns them out. When you get over 105, your brains start cooking.
He just had shakes and the fever and everything, and he just kept on going like that day by day until that fever broke.
They have a new outbreak of that shit in Florida.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you better listen to her. Everybody got the warning, didn't take it, and it counts for two. It'll take two praises to get it removed. Thank you, Comrade DePino.
You.
All right, next here, where are we? Pig Reap by Guy Mitchell, because I want testing over it. You know what I'm saying? But what I want, the report of the orchards, the report of the chickens by Rob Gigg, banana cultivation, and the Mangio report. I want to put it on tape so we will all hear it and be able to pass a test on it. Pressed by Dad, made you know how many people spend their nights, times, so they can be released from tests. Those who have projects and extra work nights should turn in their time on this. Who is the coordinating collection of this information? For Daddy addressed it to those handling the testing. What has been set up for the Russian classes? What has been set up? As a demonstration performance by the karate team and scheduled for public rallies requested. When will this be shown reference to those they want to send to Georgetown? Well, what?